Now, y'all know it was going to be a matter of time before somebody talked about Diddy in a disrespectful way. This is your boy, Burn, L-E-T-B-U-R-N-R-A-N-T, Liberant Podcast, click stream and enjoy. And yeah, Gucci Man, first mainstream rapper, they're just talking shit, just violate Diddy out of nowhere with a song, no Diddy. Take that, take that. I'm not even going to even recite whatever he just said. Gucci Mane didn't give a fuck. He just flat out violated Diddy on all levels right now. We knew that somebody was going to make a song like that, but still.
It's almost like the pure fact that you decided to do all this. First of all, Diddy hasn't been indicted on anything. Despite people have said what they said, from Cassie to Jaguar, right, whatever her name is, Shine. There's a whole lot of people that's said a lot of negative things about him. Cool. So what? There's no indictment on the man, even when they raided his house, all of it. Still no indictment, still no case or anything other than what we know. And we kind of don't know anything. Everybody said what they had to say about Diddy and his, you know, his rendezvous, his freak nicks and all this other nonsense. But yet, there's still no type of, you know, indictment on him. So, with that being the case, the fact that, you know, somebody the likes of Gucci Man, yes, he's not as well-known as he used to be, but he's still relevant in hip-hop. For you to take that type of jab against Diddy, I don't agree with it. I think certain things should not be said, especially if there's no concrete proof of anything at this point. And not to mention, I just have to repeat this again. No indictments, but better than that, he's not locked up. Now, if it was like R. Kelly in this case right now, or anybody within the community, or even anybody else, whatever, whoever they are, that's done some crazy ass shit, especially if they found guilty, they're locked up. Oh, go ahead. Open season. It's done. Whatever. Go right ahead. Diddy's not even nowhere near that type of realm. It's like if you had said something about Vince McMahon, okay, cool. This lawsuit's happening right now. Not even a lawsuit. There's more like a court case or arbitrary hearing right now taking place against McMahon right now. And we saw the effects of what happened with McMahon. In this situation right now, other than the situation you had with Cassidy, that's about it. There's still a lawsuit pending with the other guy, little Rod, whatever this guy, this producer name is, whatever his name is. But after that, there's still no resolve at this point. Nothing has really happened with Diddy for anybody to just start, you know, violating him at the level that they're doing. You know, we have already entered the realm right now. No Diddy has replaced pause for anything sexual, nasty as hell, just fucking awkward. And that you think that would be the, you know, the ending of it, but no. It's like Diddy's got so much issues with so many people. It's open season at this point. Whoever he had issues with, they're coming at his neck. Gucci's one of them. In all honesty, Gucci Man's just taking advantage of the situation that's hands. And he thinks this is a quick buck and, you know, a quick viral moment right now for him to just say what he gotta say, as well as taking shots at Diddy. Like I said, Diddy don't fuck with him and Gucci Man don't give a fuck. He definitely don't fuck with Diddy. Is it because of his, is this because of Diddy's affiliation with Jeezy? Who knows? Or whatever it is right now, they've always didn't really see eye to eye. But there was never, to my recollection, I don't think there was ever any bad blood between them. But now it is now, so Gucci already stands on what he stands on and he don't give a fuck about it. I don't see Diddy responding to this. I don't see Diddy respond to any other of these, you know, situations that's happening to him right now or shit from the past that's coming back to bite him in the ass. Now, I think we've all unanimously agreed that he had did something, or he wouldn't have gave Cassie all that money in less than one day. Like, the day wasn't even over Did he talk to whoever, with whoever lawyers he had to talk to, got the deal done, money got sent ASAP? Like now, from what we all know, from whatever NDA that was made, the feds don't care about all that shit. That shit don't mean nothing, which means that if you're forced to testify or whatever, NDA cannot save you. So Cassie got to respond, or whatever she got to say. And whoever that's involved with Diddy got to open their mouth. This shit getting crazy right now for Diddy. Like I said, Gucci, first rapper to go, you know, directly violate Diddy. Like I said, Gucci don't give no fucks about the repercussions of the situation. Like I said, Diddy's really on the defense right now at this point. And who knows how he's going to respond, if he even responds at all, which I don't feel like he's going to. He got nothing to gain from responding at this point. But he does got everything to lose if he do. And then, you know, the floodgates will be open on him to speak up. Now, whoever's Diddy lawyers, they're probably doing the best thing possible. Don't talk about anything at this point. Keep your low profile. Wherever you're at the Bahamas, go ride your damn bike. Go drink your Ciroc, whatever you're drinking these days. And that's it. Bang out my Young Miami a couple times, or Carisha, whatever her name is these days also. And that's it. We'll let you know what happens next. That's the best thing he could do at this point, because it ain't looking good for him right now. And if he give himself any opportunity to say anything dumb or perform in a dumb way, that fruity way, was whatever at this point. That man's in trouble. He's already in trouble already, not even talking, but it's better not to say anything than open your mouth at this point. Honestly. So, but yeah, Gucci Man decided to take it up a notch, and Gucci Man being Gucci Man. Was this a quick money scheme? Of course. Of course. You're going to always get some quick money scheme right now, especially saying Diddy's name, especially what Diddy's going through right now. So that's the only reason why Gucci even decided to even drop this shit right now. He ain't dropped it because he probably didn't like Diddy. He probably don't like Diddy, but he did. It was a quick money scheme. Nobody really did it yet on that high mainstream level. Gucci decided, well, let me do it. And who to say? And it'll probably be a trend. Eventually, other rappers is gonna take the dig to just take Diddy while they still can. Same way how this whole Drake situation is like a 20v1 nonsense right now. And I didn't forget about the Drake response I want to talk about. That's going to be next up right now. I didn't forget about that. So for anybody that was listening to the podcast the last time I talked about, I think it was the Quavo and Chris Brown situation. That Drake response, I'm going to explain that one in the next episode. If you get the chance to hear it, they'll be on the next episode. So for those who was waiting for it or who wasn't, I don't know. I don't care. It's coming. I just figured to share this because it was kind of funny as hell hearing Gucci Man decide he want to just take jabs right now, just to, you know, not that Gucci Man needs to keep his, you know, relevancy out of nowhere. I don't think he needs that right now, because he's still good whatever with all the music he's dropped over the last 20 years. But this was not needed. This was tasteless. This was, like I said, a quick rich scheme right now to get some more money, and not more, not less. I think it was more that than him hating Diddy. It's just more the fact that he's just taking advantage of Diddy, whatever Diddy's going for at this point. And a lot more artists right now that really don't like Diddy's going to just do that too. I said enough. I'm out. Burn.